Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees.
KB8RVP, good morning, Chris.
Morning, chilly morning. How's Mike today?
Doing good, had a nice weekend. Yeah, it's pretty chilly out there. Looks like we're going to have, and it's that time of year, the roller coaster up and down. I seen one day, Wednesday, I think, we're supposed to be like 57, 58, and then Thursday it's cold again. I think up north we're going to get snow, and down here we're going to get rain Thursday. But kind of an up and down for a little while here. Before spring gets sprung. I think we got to change our clock this coming weekend again.
Yep, we do. I do believe. Yeah. Unstable weather. I'm ready for spring. Tired of the cold. This. Yeah, we had that one nice day there Friday. Got out of work and took and I washed my truck right after work up the road by hand. Scrubbed it all down. Boy, she looked nice. Went to the bank, went home, loaded up the truck, went up north, going up north, and it started like sleet out. And then it kind of got like slushy, and by the time I got to the cottage, it was all full of road salt and slush and stuff, so it only had like maybe 2.5 hours of being clean. Yeah, I'm ready for spring. Heck with this noise.
Yep, it's that time of year. Start getting the itch for the weather to change. I don't know if it's going to cooperate, so. At Michigan, you just got to take what you get. Our son and his girlfriend that moved back from Florida. He's been down in Florida for 10 years. She was down in Florida for 4 years. And they're like, so when does the weather start getting nice again? How many months do we get of nice weather? Down in Florida, they had like 10, 11 months of nice weather. I said, nope. Here you get a good solid 3, June, July, and August. So we get some nice weather in the spring before that. Sometimes we get some nice weather in September. We can only count on 3. And Dylan's got a crotch rocket. He's got a Yamaha R1, I think it is. It's the fastest street bike that Yamaha makes. And he's itching for some nice weather to ride. He could ride almost the whole year down there to work. He had some cold days, you know, in the morning it'd be 32 degrees or something, he wouldn't ride. But I remember when I was riding my motorcycle and I was working in Brighton at Delphi, it'd be too cold in the morning to ride. On my lunch break, I'd run home and get my motorcycle and ride it back because it was going to be so nice at lunchtime and so nice for the ride home. Those were the days.
Number one, eh? That's a nice fight. Don't like being hunched over though. Yeah, pretty quick. Yeah, mornings when they're cold like that. Ugh, yeah. Drugs for them, that's for sure. If you're going out that kind of temperature. I think the coldest in the morning I took my bike out was probably about 34, 35 degrees out. And it's just blasted cold at 32 degrees out, 33. Any 30s is bad. Get up to speed, man, you're like an icicle hanging on. Man, did you guys get super high winds down in your area on Friday and Saturday night?
Hey, I looked at the forecast Friday morning and it said wind gust up to 45, and they were definitely up to 45. The house was creaking and the wind was blowing and you could hear it going through the trees, and yeah, it was crazy. Everything that wasn't tied down was blowing around. Yeah, I remember riding into work one day. It was in the 30s. I had a Kawasaki Concourse with a higher windshield, and it blocked the wind from your face and stuff. But my hands, I'd have my right hand on the throttle with my left hand down on top of the engine, and then I'd switch and put my left hand on the throttle and my right hand down on the engine, trying to stay warm. And when I got to work, I started saying good morning and stuff to people. I couldn't talk. My jaw was so cold, it wouldn't move to be able to talk. It was cold. So that's when I started coming home on my lunch break, get the bike. It was just too cold some morning. I didn't have heated hand grips or anything. But yeah, that wind was crazy. Two hands on the wheel if you were driving.
I'd say it was every bit 45. We were up north, so during the night, it was, holy cow, man. and it was so blasted windy coming off the lake. It sounded like it's like you're like in a wind tunnel, you know. Windows weren't rattling or nothing like that. It just thank God there's hurricane straps on the roof. That's all I got to say. It was bad. Saturday too, Saturday and Saturday night, holy cow. I don't think it was as bad Saturday night as it was Friday night. Well, it was bad. Sunday was fairly breezy too, but I'd say it was probably about 10 mile an hour winds. I got a weather station up there and runs off a bad reason. Remote wind speed unit that sits out on a post up there. Of course, the batteries happen to be dead, so you're only getting partial readings, you know. Battery indicator on the computer unit showed that it was low. So when we were out and about Saturday, picked up a few things at Myers and picked up some batteries and replaced the battery that's out in the wind speed indicator and then the unit inside the house takes like 4 AA's. So yeah, it was pretty dang windy out. I thought for sure I'd find like links of siding laying on the side of the house or flapping in the breeze, but no, it was actually, everything was nailed and screwed together, thank God.
Oh yeah, I grew up on Runyon Lake, just south of Fenton. And when the wind was coming off the lake hitting the house, it was cold. And when we first moved in, the house had older aluminum windows. Yeah, those got replaced. That house was cold in the wintertime when the wind was hitting it head on. But my parents did a lot of upgrades over the years. It was nice over time, just like here where we live. We slowly upgraded the windows, the doors, insulation. We found out our house here had no insulation in the walls back when this house was built, like 1960. They put a really heavy, thick tar paper. That was basically your insulation. When we had the kitchen redone, the guys ripped out all the drywall and redid everything because we had soffits above the cupboards. And my wife didn't want those in the new remodel, so they took all that out and redid all the... company come from the outside. He's blown in insulation and all the walls. Just slowly over time upgrade things. I think the attic only had about 4 inches. So I rented a machine and blew in insulation in the attic. So it's slowly gotten better. KB8RDP.
You're in and out of the repeaters, just so you know. But I made most of it out. Yeah, slowly. Updating. Got only 4 inches of insulation. Holy cow. That's not much. Some thick tar paper only on the outside. I'm sure you're nice and toastier now. Yeah, I never cared for the soffit deal in the kitchens like that. I'd be yanking that down too. Yeah, aluminum windows. Yeah, my daughter and her boyfriend, they got a place in Bay City. And they want to replace some windows over a matter of time. They got those aluminum windows too, man. Those babies just radiate the cold. So I helped them put up that shrink wrap stuff that you use with a heat gun or a hair dryer. We did quite a few windows to the bedroom and the bathroom. Bathroom had an exhaust fan, so you didn't have to worry about really opening up a window, so that worked out quite well. They're looking into getting vinyl windows replacing a couple at a time here and there. Which they should, because most aluminum windows are bad. Ugh. What the heck were they thinking then, you know? Alrighty, well, I guess I'm going to roll on in. Get used to the atmosphere after being away for a few days. It's always hard to get back in the grind, that's for sure. K8RVP, K8LDF, will be clearing your final light.
Alright, Chris, thanks for riding along. Have a good day.
We'll catch you next time. Have a good day at work. 73. KB8RVP.
Hey, Mike, yep. Thanks for the ride. Good talking with you. I hope you have a good day. Hopefully it flies by for you. KB8RVP, KA8LDF, clear the repeater. 73.
KB8OOE.
Good morning, 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours. Sunny. 15 degrees.
KE8OZZ, looking for a signal report. KE8OZZ, looking for a signal report.
November 8, Victor Lima Charlie, mobile and monitoring.
KE8OZZ, looking for a signal report.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny. 22 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 30 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 35 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 37 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 39 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees.
KFAAYL monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 38 degrees.
KE8ZHL monitoring. Anybody out there? KE8ZHL monitoring. KE8ZHL clear.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees.
KFADYL monitoring.
Foxtrot Romeo radio check.
I hear you, W8FFR. KF8AYL.
Hey, it's good to hear from you, Ken. I only got like 5 minutes to chat before. Same call I was on when you dropped the radio off. Oh, we're having another one, but yeah, I'm using the radio you gave me.
All right. Yeah, well, it's interesting to see how that one sounds to me.
It's working. I get a little bit more static on my end than I do with my the little 4X on the same antenna, but it's working. And, yeah, this is a very fancy radio, but I only have two receivers programmed in it because this is my home radio.
I see. Well, it is, this is VHF, UHF, so you can get on the UHF side, which I don't think I've ever heard you on. And I got to tell you, I did unlock that radio. It has just an unlock code, so it can transmit on any frequency in its transmitter range. So, yeah, you just need to be aware of that.
Well, like I said, it only has two repeaters programmed into it. I'm thinking of adding more once I start learning the places I routinely visit. I might program more repeaters into it just so I can keep it with me. I'm not driving my car, but I have my radio in my car, so for now I'm only using the two Flint repeaters and then obviously the national call frequency.
Well, it's coming in really good. Your sound is just slightly muted maybe from the way I normally hear you, but it's perfectly fine. But I've heard that before on when I was transmitting on that radio that sometimes you're a little muted, so you got to talk closer or a little bit louder on that one. But other than that, I found the radio to be it's a good radio.
Yeah, I just wish I knew where my 14-inch antenna went so I could put it instead of the rubber ducky and really be able to hit stuff.
No, you still didn't find that, huh?
No, I'm pretty certain it fell out of my car. I'm pretty certain it fell out of my car, which if it actually did, that sucks because, yeah, I really can't get a new one right now.
Well, were you able to use your SRJ-77 on it, or was it a different male, female, whatever?
The SRJ-77.
Fixed at least?
Yep, did that Sunday morning and I'm very happy with them. So it's good to know I can actually drive my car at night again. But everything's going well. Again, I'm still going to search for that antenna because I refuse to believe that antenna's lost until without a shadow of a doubt I know it's lost. So, you think?
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy.
77-1Gs, but that's a GMRS only. I only have one SRJ-77, which is on the handheld that I use most of the time. So I can't help you out on that department.
Oh, I'll get one eventually. At least the rubber duck is working for now. And at least I can hit the repeater with it.
There is a slight bit of bacon fry in the background. I don't know if that's... It just could be me. I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody else on this frequency today.
Either that, if I get close to my brother's computer or certain places in the house, some of the RF fields emitted by the computer and just certain places in the house the radio does not like. And I noticed more so with this one than the 4X. But yeah, places I just can't go with the radio, which is fine.
No, yes, I think it's I think that little bacon fries on my end, because I can hear it when I unkey for a few seconds before the repeater drops out. I can still hear that bacon fry. That's my end. I'm actually outside right now. I'm going to go see if I can find that antenna. Give it a little search. All right, well, enjoy your searching. Yeah, I got to get in here. My wife and I are going to see a mystery movie at the Birch Run Imagine Theater tonight. A movie that is yet to be released, so it's not an old movie. It's a movie that's supposed to be released in the future, but they just won't say the name of it. It's called The Mystery Showing. That ought to be interesting.
Watch it be like some Barbie movie or something.
They don't give you any clues. It could be anything. It could be some kind of Marvel movie. It could be some kind of... Who knows? Who knows what it is?
Yeah, also I gave up on the search. My car's locked and my room, and I'm too lazy to actually go unlock my car, so I just gave up.
Well, hopefully it turns up soon for you. Yeah, I gotta get going in here and get some dinner before we go. But good chatting with you, 73. I'll be clear on your final.
Clear on that. KFAAYL from W8FFR. 73. Enjoy the movie with the missus, and I will talk to you later. I am clear of this frequency.
Don't leave yet.
All right. I wonder whose station this is that just broke into the conversation. Go ahead.
This is KF5INT talking to you on your next radio, your handheld. And I found a charger for it. And what kind of antenna are you looking for? I've got a couple on Mag Mount teepees. I'd be willing to loan you one of them until you can get something better.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's actually not the Mag Mount that I'm missing. That's still on my car. It's the antenna that replaces the rubber duck. It's a 14-inch one, and that's what fell out of my car. No, the Mag Mount's still there. I've gone 100-plus in my car, and the Mag Mount, it holds, so I'm not losing that thing anytime soon.
Well, okay. Well, I had a couple laying around here. I figured you could dip the attachments were right. You could just hook it to your HT or whatever you're using, and I would suffice until you got something different. But like I say, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a while, and just keep missing you. So I heard you out there, and I was going to jump in and try and catch you.
Searching paid off, and once again, I really appreciate that. It's just I just started my new job last Monday, so I've been gone most of the day working.
Okay, well, that's fine. I think I told you I collect police and fire patches and badges, and I was digging through my trader box, and I found a couple stock fire department patches that don't have department names on it, just fire department and Maltese Cross and stuff like that, and if you want the two of them, you're welcome to them until you can get a department badge, too. So, yeah, you're welcome to those also.
Man, I appreciate that, too. Yeah, I'm always down for patches. I have a Detroit one hanging on my wall that a friend of mine gave me, so I just got Detroit now, and once I get on Flint Township, I'm going to get one of their patches.
I'll see if I can
get a Flint City one.
Yeah, in fact, I used to live over by the Flint Township Fire Station, whichever one is by the City Hall. I think it's Station 1. I used to live almost right next door to it, and I was going to get on it, and they started talking about climbing ladders and stuff, and I said, never mind.
That's actually the one I'm going to be getting on. I'm just waiting for them to call me back for an interview. They've been really busy running calls and all that, but I'm also afraid of heights. Believe it or not, I am very much afraid of heights, but most, everyone in my old department, they were shocked when I told them because they're like, wait, you're afraid of heights? I'm like, yeah, I just hide it. I was on top of our three-story training tower, full gear and air pack with a saw, and I climbed up the ladder to get to the roof, and it's a sketchy roof, and we were simulating vent holes, and yeah, I did it. I was scared, but I did it. WAFFR station ID.
Yeah, especially if somebody's life's riding, riding on the line, I would definitely do it. You know, I was on the ambulance for several years, 22 years on the ambulance, so I did some things that I was shaking in my boots doing, but I knew it had to be done, and I had to do it. I couldn't wait for somebody else to come and do it. So yeah, it's I know what you're talking about. That and, you know, getting out of the department, that's kind of a big thing too. So you get over your fear just to you know, get your foot in the door. 5INT Friday.
Well, also, too, I figured it's a great way to actually not get comfortable with ice is to just throw myself up on roof. I mean, why? Does it make sense? Probably not. Did it make sense in my brain? Yes. So, I did it. I still do it. And I love it. And, yeah, I don't let fear stop me. And, again, like you said, you can't let fear stop you because there's no one else coming to get you. It's up to you to get the job done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, how can we touch base so I can get this stuff to you and you got another radio to get on?
Well, I'm bound to take a cruise to downtown Flint. I'm usually home by 4:35. My work is in Owosso, and I'm in the training class now. So I actually have set hours once I get out of that training class, though. That's when my hours go to the unpredictable. So, yeah, I'm like, now is the time to get stuff done where it requires a predictable schedule. So that's where I'm looking at.
Okay, because I don't drive at all right now. I've got driver's license. I just don't have a vehicle. That's probably later this year or next year before I get that taken care of. I have disability and that doesn't pay that much. But I'm working on it. It's getting better. But, sometime we can get together, I can hand this stuff off to you, and you'll be further ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also flexible, too, to go wherever. So I'll let you choose it. And like I said, I get off at 4, and I'm home by, like, 4:35 the rest of the week and next week. And then it gets unpredictable, because then I go into my field station, and that's when things get unpredictable.
Well, you know, we'll play her by ear. You got my call, which is KF5INT. Just add it at gmail.com to it, and you can send me an email, and, I'll give you my phone number and stuff that way. And you can text me anytime. I don't usually answer any phone calls that I don't recognize, but it is what it is. When you leave a message or text me, I'll get it right away.
All right. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, a call has to be on just started, so I should probably go jump on that. But thanks again for the offer. I really appreciate it. This is WAFFR. I am clear on your final.
Okay, sounds good. It's KF5INT. And I'll be waiting to hear from you somehow. We'll be clear and monitoring.
K80ZZ, looking for a radio check.
You can hear me. You sound absolutely fine.
So I guess I've got the antenna fixed. I appreciate that. K80ZZ. We'll just sit here and listen.
Now that's kind of what I do, NHGYU. I listen a lot. the guy that was just on there, they're scared of heights, I guess. I was going to tell him you ought to try joining Airborne. I was 101st Airborne, and my first time, they put a boot in my pack to push me out the door. After all that training and dropping off the tower, I kind of panicked when I started looking down 3,000 feet, and it just is not a good feeling.
3,000 feet? Yeah, no, that's no. I have an issue with heights myself, but in my old job, I had to pass inspection on certain equipment. One of them was an aerial bucket truck, and I had to work on a 150-footer one time. And I went out and said, okay, guys, it's all fixed. So they all stood around and looked at me and said, okay, well, aren't you going to fly it? I said, well, not normally. They said, well, when you're done flying it, you're happy, and we see you fly it, then we'll use it. Oh, my gosh. That was no fun.
Yeah, I know the feeling. After the first time, it's not too bad, kind of, but that fear is always in your stomach. You know, it's, I just kind of laughed because that brought back feelings from the 60s when I was in. Scared to death, but I done it anyway. I didn't have much choice.
Anyway.
Your radio sounding fine, no problem at all. And I will get out of here and go back to watching Mountain Men. And the Mountain Men and the, gator people. where they're catching alligators, and you're like, no, I don't think I want that job. Anyway, I'll get out of here and let you alone. The radio sounds great, so we'll talk to you later. N-H-U-R-U. Bye.
Well, thank you, sir. That definitely sounds like a spectator sport, just to watch the gators. Yeah, they're nasty. K-E-8-O-Z-Z. I appreciate it. You have a good evening.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 35 degrees.
KE8 ACI, listening.
W8FFR field check.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly cloudy. 32 degrees.
Calling all Autobots. Calling all Autobots.
KB8OLE, Gus.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 35 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Sleet. 36 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, 34 degrees.